BMW. The 77%.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the 77%, a show for the African youth. I'm Eunice Onjiro in Bonn, Germany, and it's always a pleasure having you on board. On today's show, we are looking at young women and makeup. Is makeup good or bad?
Makeup isn't bad, and makeup isn't good. It depends who is applying it and for what purpose. Is she applying the makeup?
Are you of the same opinion? Stay tuned for all that and more, where we'll get to hear a debate from some youth in Kenya as well as some differing views from Liberia. You can also join the debate by visiting our Facebook page, DW Africa. Make sure to leave us your comments. So, do you wear makeup? And why, or even why not? Without going into much detail, I would like to hand over to DW's Thelma Modzaya in Nairobi, Kenya, who is ready with the debate.
Our topic today is makeup. What do you think of makeup? Is it positive? Is it negative? Does it affect your life? Does it improve your life? Those are the questions we have for you today. And to discuss more on this matter, we are joined by Violet Kamunto, who's an online radio presenter at 34 Media in Nairobi. She loves makeup. Nancy Kwamboka is a radio personality and actress, but she does not like makeup. Baby Black is a music producer as well as online TV and radio personality. He prefers his woman or his female family members not to wear makeup. Evans Wanzala is a scientist and a business development executive. He is the voice of reason, coming halfway between science and social expectations. So without wasting time, let's get right into it. And we start off with Violet.
Okay, makeup, I think it's something that is meant to at least bring the more confidence out of a woman. You know, when a woman decides to do makeup, and it's because maybe they believe like, I'm not able to be confident enough, but I believe like when I'm applying makeup, it's going to bring out the outgoing person in me. Yeah, for as what I can see, what people, women are acting around on makeup, it's kind of making them stand out and become themselves, mostly in what they be able to believe.
Mm-hmm. You're not wearing any makeup yourself right now.
For me, I do makeup once in a while. For example, when I'm going on set, you know, I love presenting news. I love being on TV, news anchoring and stuff. I love singing. Example, when I'm doing any video that is video, maybe I can do a little bit of makeup, but I don't actually prefer makeup all the time because sometimes it has a side effect, you know, so I can't prefer makeup all the time.
Nancy, what do you think about makeup?
For me, I don't prefer makeup, just that I don't like for those people who apply.
Did you have a bad experience? What happened?
No, just like that.
I'll come back to you. Okay, Black, tell us more. As a man, do you like makeup?
On my side, I can say, according to me, I really prefer a lady that doesn't apply makeup at all. Because most of the time, ladies that apply makeup to me, the ladies that are not there with their self-esteem, because they apply it so that they can go out, feel like they are now okay. But it's not the same person applying the makeup and without the makeup. Sometimes they overdo it, and it ends out like when the lady is in the house and you meet her outside, they are two different people. We have the makeups that go with this, a different skin color, different skin tones. But now as you find a lady has applied a different one. So sometimes you may even laugh looking at them.
So your worry is, or your concern is, some do not have the education on how to apply the makeup.
How to apply the makeup. Most of them, I can say they don't have the education on how to apply it. Because as for us artists, when we are shooting a music video, we have got the experienced person, the makeup artist, who comes and they have everything according to the skin complexion of people around. So you find out that this lady, the makeup that they have used on her is not the same that they will use on another lady, because their skins are different, you know.
What do you say?
Okay, for me, what I can say, many people right now, many men I can say, they're like, okay, yeah, we love women, we're natural, we don't love women who apply makeup. But I'm kind of saying, you know, don't be too that. Sometimes you can even want to love someone with makeup because at least they'll be able to look good. Don't be like, there's a time they have to look natural. Okay, I'm not gonna go up and say that natural is bad and makeup is good and everything is bad. Naturality also is also good, but at least you can appreciate someone at least once in a while doing makeup and being like, yo man, you look good with the makeup. Not all about natural all the time. At least appreciate once in a while and say that your makeup, it makes you bring look good and everything. Yeah, you can teach them how to be good and look good with makeup. They can look good.
There's another man here. What do you think?
Wow. First of all, makeup isn't bad and makeup isn't good. It depends who is applying it and for what purpose. Is she applying the makeup? Ladies who like makeup too much, they've got an issue with their self-esteem. In the sense that when they're outside there, they don't believe in their natural beauty. And they think that there is something missing in their beauty. So that's something which is missing. They think that makeup can actually complement and fulfill whatever they think that's supposed to be, which is very wrong. Because beauty, physical beauty, is when you are without makeup. Number two, I've studied biochemistry and I understand makeup, it's made up of chemicals. You know, these are things that people are not educated about. So you take things that have been imported and you know what are the components, what the chemical components of these stuffs. Then you apply them on your lips and you see you'll keep on licking your lips and you take those chemicals into your system. Then after some time you begin developing problems and complexions in your system. First of all, you are killing yourself slowly. And secondly, you are doubting your beauty.
But there's chemicals everywhere, even in the bad soap.
I know, but you see, we don't eat soap. Those are things we use externally. But with the lipstick, at one point, you'll have to lick your lips. So when you're licking your lip, it means you are doing what? You are ingesting the chemicals into your system. Mm-hmm. And the problem is you don't know the exact chemical composition of what you are licking. That's where the problem is. Yes.
Nancy.
Yeah.
Do you agree with him?
Let's be natural. Yeah.
Let's come to the chemicals part. What did you feel when he said he's knowledgeable about chemicals and when you have lipstick, for instance, you lick it off your lips and you don't know what it contains?
Yeah, chemicals. I agree. Yeah, there are chemicals. We can eat it and it can affect maybe some part of our body. But it has been happening. Many people have been having the lipstick and so far I haven't heard of anyone complaining that it may affect anywhere of their bodies. So talking about the makeup and everything. So I think the only problem comes with a man. You know, it's up to you men to always appreciate someone and tell them their beauty the way they are. You know, you'll find a lady, if she walks around without a makeup, like she's natural, and she'll be like, you know, she'll be low self-esteem, and she'll be like, you know, these guys are going to call me, I'm ugly. They're going to just do this. And that's what many men are around, maybe they do, for example, when they greet you and then you're like, no, you can't talk to them. And they'll be like, oh, you're so damn ugly. Look at you. You don't even know you're so ugly. So because they haven't applied the makeup. So I think that's what it's going to bring them down. And it will be making the ladies to do more makeup each and every time. They want to pass around and they'll be like, I don't want people to call me ugly. I just want to feel confident around when I'm walking. And I don't want any man to judge me and look at me like, because I'm so ugly.
Let's flip the discussion a bit. Black, what if the makeup is natural? What do you think? Because sometimes we have natural ingredients. Traditionally, we had makeup. Like lipstick traditionally is made from a plant called Bixa. That's not poisonous, is it?
If the makeup is natural, then that's okay.
Natural makeup. I guess we need another whole show to talk about the kind of makeup and cosmetics people use. But like Thelma mentioned, traditionally, people used to apply makeup. It dates back to the ancient times where, for example, the Egyptians, Chinese, Japanese, among others, applied different products on their faces, their fingernails, and even their hair for different reasons, one being for definition of the face and the eyes. The makeup tradition, though, or culture, has since revolutionized. And for some people, it is enhancing beauty, while for others, it is an issue of lack of self-esteem. Let's hear what some young women and men in Liberia had to say as they spoke to my colleague Evelyn Kpade.
When it comes to makeup, I think it's nice. I like to do makeup, and I think it's nice.
Tell me three things you like about makeup.
I do makeup because it makes me feel more beautiful, and it helps to cover up my blemishes. And the last one, because my spouse likes it.
When it comes to women making up, for me personally, I love my wife making up, but not to over makeup. I love it just neat as it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And also, not all of the time the wives you make up.
The issue about makeup, I don't really support it. I'm a Christian and I believe you will live the way God make you. And I believe there is no need that someone beautify themselves. Because it had a side effect. A young girl, 30, 25, using makeup for the rich, they are 50, they are 60. They may not be able to maintain their natural beauty again. And it also wrinkles the face.
I love makeup, but not every time, but once in a while.
Why do you put on makeup?
Makeup change your look, make you look good. And not every time you'll be the same. You have to change your look sometimes. You know, you look different. Certain occasion, you have to put on makeup to make yourself all right.
I don't do makeup because of key reasons. Number one, because I am a Christian lady. And being a Christian lady, I don't use artificial things to turn the truth of God into lies. Secondly, I don't use makeup because most people that I often observe that use makeup when they are aging or when they don't use makeup, they have more wrinkles on their face and their face don't look normal or the way it should be.
I've been married for 11 years now. My wife uses it occasionally if she has to participate in some event. Even at that, she herself doesn't really like it excessively. There is something they call face powder. She uses that once in a while. If she's using it, she uses it to a certain extent. She shouldn't use it excessively.
We now head on straight to our Facebook page, DW Africa, to hear what some of our viewers are saying. Francis Worai says it portrays low self-esteem. Very bad people struggle to accept who they really are. God is not author of confusion. And Kofi Safo is saying, I prefer natural beauty and the way our girls are using makeup is crazy stupid. Mukaya James is saying, you still look beautiful without makeup. Natural beauty is the best. Just eat fruits and juice. You will thank me later. Mukaya James there giving us some tips. Looks like the people here don't seem to like makeup. What do you have to say? Head on to our Facebook page, DW Africa, and join the debate.
It's time for a debate.
Let's now head on back to our debate in Nairobi, Kenya. Thelma?
This is the second part of our discussion on makeup. Baby Black, what do you make of men who wear makeup?
These people that do apply makeup, the only thing that they need to understand is believing in their self. You know, you do the makeup because there's something you are missing in you. You don't believe in who you are. You don't believe in the looks that you are created with, you know. And those are the looks that make you real, make you be unique and different from the rest of the world. As the Bible says, we are created
fearfully and wonderfully made.
Fearfully and wonderfully made, yeah.
Okay. Does that include grooming? Because you have an earring.
Is it a makeup?
It's part of grooming, isn't it?
Oh, I never knew it's part of makeup. But at least for this one, sometimes I do remove them. It's not that I have to go out with them every time or everywhere I go. There's sometimes that I walk around without them. So I believe in myself. And I believe in who I am. I believe in everything that I do.
You don't think that the same reason that makes you wear earrings and have dreadlocks is the same reason that a woman would want to wear makeup or a man?
I don't think it's the same reason. Because for me, I just appreciate myself with the dreadlocks. Even there are some times that I shaved it off because I wanted to look different. And then I realized to be an artist, there's the outstanding way that you have to be, you know, so that at least when you go somewhere, you are presentable and it's easier for somebody to acknowledge you earlier than even before you introduce yourself.
What do you have to add? Mr. Scientist.
Fantastic. Personally, it is a fact that no woman goes to bed with a makeup. That's a fact. They also know that it is harmful to them. That is to tell you, women have got a different agenda as to why they apply the makeup. Not because their husbands don't appreciate them in the house. No. They have got another hidden agenda. That's according to me. And the man will still appreciate you the way you are.
How are you in the house? Do you stay natural without any makeup?
Yeah, the same thing I'm talking about. We're in the 21st century. So everything is changing and men love someone who's pretty, who looks good. But the same thing, makeup is what makes also men cheat. You know, they'll be in a relationship here, but they'll find another one attractive there with a lot of makeups. And I can see now you're trying to say this and you're appreciating, but they will go out there to find someone who has makeup look better, pretty than the natural lady there in the house. It's what it is happening actually right now.
Can makeup push you to cheating, for instance?
According to me, I don't think. Because as for me, the best thing that I do appreciate about a lady is when she's natural and beautiful and she smiles about it. You know, she knows what she has in herself. That's the only thing that will maybe try me, but not the makeup. Not the makeup.
Team Natural, what do you have to say?
I'll just say, let's be natural. Just stick there. Yeah.
Does that mean you don't believe in, for instance, even grooming and shaping your eyebrows? Is that part of your mantra?
I don't.
There's some people who sell makeup for a living.
That's business. Okay. There are people who sell alcohol to make a living. That's business. But do we have anywhere where we are told that alcohol is food? Nowhere. So it is business. And you know, in the business world, you can do anything as long as you make a living out of it. And I want to comment something on what my sister Vicky has just said, that makeup, sometimes it makes men to cheat. I will tell you for a fact that every man can last at some point or is in a position to last at some point. Now, what makeup does, makeup never increases the level of love in a man. It only increases the level of lust in a man.
What do you think of men who wear makeup?
I've never seen one.
If you got a man who was more interested in the mirror than you are, what would you do?
I'd just stay like that. No, why follow him?
Okay.
My part in short, I just want to explain something to the most of the ladies and these men that do makeup. I'll say most of them, they do it because of their low self-esteem.
Okay, science versus social implications. What do you think? Where's the balance?
For men who apply makeup, but for a normal man who applies makeup, I don't think it happens. There must be something behind it.
About men wearing makeup, I think everything is always about love yourself. If you love yourself more, someone will love you if you love yourself.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to young people in Nairobi on the topic of makeup, and they have all divergent views from Team Natural to science to I need to look like this, and I love my confidence, and I don't like this. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. May you have a good day.
And thank you so much, Thelma Mwadzaya, together with your panelists in Nairobi, Kenya, and a good day to you too. Well, all's well that ends well. And on that note, I would like to thank you for listening. You can listen to this show and previous editions by visiting dw.com/77. Keep the debate going on our Facebook page, DW Africa. On behalf of the entire team, I'm Eunice Wanjiru, and remember, you're beautiful just the way you are, with or without makeup. She don't see what I see.